I can just tell you that it's a short week. There are several things that we want to clear up. And this is the time of year, the fourth preseason game typically is a light load for a large number of the guys. And so we'll get our last look at some guys that we need to make decisions on. So that's really what this last game ends up being about. So, you know, that's really what we know is in front of us. A short week, want to be sharp. We understand the challenges that, you know, that we'll face with this schedule that we have starting on the road in Tennessee. And we'll turn to that next week. But bottom line is we're going to be, you know, very diligent in finishing our preparation this week. So, questions?
How beneficial is having the 90 guys for this game? Going to rest a lot of your regulars and have more bodies.
Well, I think it's a good thing. I mean, I know the league will look at it, you know, at the end of the day and analyze pluses or minuses, but I know it's a good thing to have, you know, a lot of these young men have a one last opportunity to give us an impression as we make our decisions.
You've weighed a lot when it comes to the evaluation of the players in your roster from when a lot of them as rookies got here back in May, June, all the training camp, mm-hmm. three games so far. How much can what they do on the field Thursday sway the needle in terms of practice squad, non-practice squad, 53, non-53?
Yeah, I think they get, you know, guys will get an opportunity to play. So exactly what they get, that last chance to make an impression. And as I told our guys, you know, you want to make the best impression you can for an opportunity here. You also have 31 other teams that are going to evaluate the game tape, and you're making an impression around the league as well. So I think it's important to put your best foot forward. And we've got a good group of men. Love to see as many of them as possible, you know, be playing. And they've worked really hard. And so obviously we've got tough decisions to make when it's that time. And you know, you're always pulling for the rest of the guys to find a home.
That special teams film that you're going to get out of Thursday, mm-hmm. how significant will that be?
Yeah, it's the whole time has been significant, I think, for us. And there's been a lot of development, a lot of different places. You know, we had a lot of change in particular depth on the defensive side of the ball. A lot of guys getting an opportunity, whether it be on special teams, finding a role for them on defense. We played a lot of combinations. We've had a lot of looks with a lot of different people, so a lot of good tape to evaluate for us. And now we're sorting through that, and they get one last shot.
Have you seen Shalom take advantage of that opportunity on special teams?
He's done well. He's gotten better. I think, you know, guys like him and others, you know, have taken advantage of their opportunity, have grown. You know, we feel like we've made some strides in some key areas. And, you know, he's been part of that. He's developed. He's a lot better now than he was the day he got here.
Do you expect to see Conley on the practice field tomorrow?
When they give me the green light, I'll go. You know, I know he's getting close. He's doing a lot of running on the side. We feel like he's getting close.
How has he looked in the past couple games on tape? And is he a guy that's kind of surging for maybe more snaps in the regular season?
Yeah, we'll see as we go. I think he has definitely showed that he's got veteran experience and knowledge. And, you know, he showed up making some nice plays for us.
Have you seen the progress that you wanted to see from the starting defense throughout the season and the practice where you are now?
I feel really good about the work we put in. I think, you know, structure-wise and system-wise and techniques and fundamental-wise, I think a lot of it has really there have been a lot of bright spots for us. So, and I know, you know, people want to look at numbers and specific things, and for us, we're looking at the development, the different packages and personnel and how we'd utilize them during the year. And I feel like we've made significant progress, you know, over the last several months.
How much over this next week do you see some of the movement already happening because of pending roster cuts? You see some trade today involving Buffalo and Chiefs for linebacker. How much is that happening in your building in terms of surveying guys who could be available on waivers or even before then, guys who might be available via trade?
Yeah, that's really a question for Reggie and personnel. You know, obviously, you know, he and I meet and talk quite a bit about the roster, but I leave those things for Reggie to handle and decide how much he wants to share or not share, and it's typically not very much.